This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. There's a growing list of organizations trying to get constitutional amendments onto Montana's 2026 ballot. That list now includes one proposal to revise the ballot measure process itself. The group Montanans Decide has submitted language to the Montana Secretary of State's office for a proposed ballot measure that would add more specifics to the right to propose a ballot initiative. The Montana Constitution guarantees the public the right to pass laws and constitutional amendments through ballot issues. But some advocates say in recent years, the state legislature has passed laws making it more complicated to exercise that right. S.K. Rossi, a spokesperson for Montanans Decide, said, "They've implemented exorbitant fees in order to file an initiative, which I think is meant to deter the average Montanan from participating in the process. They've layered in a lot of bureaucracy and administrative rigmarole meant to make it harder for signature gatherers to gather signatures and generally kind of gum up the works." The group's proposed ballot initiative would amend the state constitution to say people have a right to impartial, predictable, transparent, and expeditious processes for proposing, qualifying for the ballot, and submitting ballot issues. It specifically says that should include reasonably ample time to gather signatures, timely resolution of legal challenges, and a prohibition on the invalidation of any signature or petition due to a technical or minor deficiency. Montanans Decide's proposal also says the government should be allowed only to modify the language an initiative sponsor submits to appear on the ballot. That's a point of debate that has sprung up in several recent initiative campaigns, and it's now appearing again for one of the other 2026 proposals. Constitutional Initiative 131, which would keep political party labels off the ballot in Montana judicial elections. The Montana Attorney General's office is tasked with reviewing proposed initiatives to see if they comply with state law. At the same time, they check the sponsor's statement of purpose and implication to determine whether it clearly explains the proposal and doesn't create prejudice for or against the issue. Last month, Attorney General Austin Knutson's office declared CI 131 was legally sufficient and supporters could begin collecting signatures. However, they rejected the sponsor's proposed ballot statement. The office replaced the submitted sponsor statement with its own language. Montanans for Fair and Impartial Judges, the committee backing CI 131, filed suit with the Montana Supreme Court, saying the Attorney General had not given enough justification for replacing the statement and that the new language was prejudicial and misleading, and implied nonpartisan elections would conceal information from voters. The group's complaint said, "This is exactly the kind of argument, not description, that belongs in the opponent arguments section of the voter information pamphlet, not the ballot statement itself," the group said. Another committee, Montanans for Nonpartisan Courts, has submitted its own proposal for a constitutional initiative maintaining nonpartisan judicial elections. That proposed ballot initiative is also currently going through the AG's legal review. That group has supported the lawsuit, saying the Attorney General's decision was a dangerous precedent to play political games with preferential ballot language. In addition to Montanans Decide, Montanans for Fair and Impartial Judges, and Montanans for Nonpartisan Courts, there are three more active efforts to qualify ballot measures for 2026. Constitutional Initiative 130 is a proposal to cap the annual increase in property valuations in an attempt to reduce the growth in property taxes. CI 130 has already been cleared to begin gathering signatures. Ballot issue number 4 is a proposed constitutional amendment which addresses the Citizens United decision and wants to block corporations from spending money in Montana elections. It's currently being reviewed by the Attorney General's office. And a proposed statutory initiative titled Ballot Issue Number 7 would establish standards for dog breeding and welfare. It is currently undergoing an initial review by legislative staff before going to the Attorney General. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.